Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The issue of homelessness has become much more visible here in Austin over the past couple of years, and the Salvation Army Austin is working to address the issue, and they've recently gotten some support from the Day One Families Fund. And here to talk about that support and their efforts with helping people who are experiencing homelessness is Major Reckline. He's with the Salvation Army Austin. It's salvationarmyaustin.org if you're looking for information online. And Major Reckline, I appreciate you joining us once again here on Inside Austin.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, what are we talking about? The Day One Families Fund, what is it? What did they recently do for you, and what does it mean for Salvation Army Austin?
Yeah, what a great blessing they bestowed on us. They, it was started with the Bezos family, the Amazon folks, and their goal is to decrease as much homelessness across the nation as they can. They saw what we do here in Austin, and they said, hey, we want to help. And so we applied for a grant through the foundation, and we were awarded a $2.5 million grant. What that is, it's $500,000 a year for the next 5 years. And it's just a tremendous gift. And there's a little flexibility with it that we're able to do. You know, one of the things that we see now, especially with COVID and stuff like that, is some folks are going to be can't pay their utility bills, they can't pay the rent, and so we're going to find a way to try and help with some of that. It will help with our existing programs that we have already in our three shelters in town to help get people into permanent supportive housing. What I like best about this is it'll keep people in their current homes right now, so that's the exciting thing for me.
I guess it's easier to keep people in their homes if you can pay their rent maybe for a month or two, just as kind of a stopgap measure, than it is to disrupt the family and try to find new housing after they've been evicted, right?
Yeah, sure. Think about it. Think about, you know, some little child who doesn't know what's going on, and suddenly they're jumping from house to house. That's not a good thing for our young people. And to keep someone in their home, they stay in the same school district. They're able to maintain their regular life. And so if we're able to do that, not only does it prevent homelessness, but it prevents a lot of the undue stress, the things that affect not only mom, dad, or anyone else, but especially the children. So this can go a long way to help with that.
Yeah, certainly an apartment or a home is preferential to one of the shelters they may end up in.
Yeah, and we take good care of them if they have to come to our shelters, but wouldn't it be great if we didn't need our shelters?
Yeah, I get the idea is to put you out of business when it comes to housing people in your shelters, right?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, and this will help with those that are in our shelters too, because some of them are just, you know, they're just moments away from moving into their own homes, and this will help with deposits or maybe past electricity bills or something that's causing them not to get into a new apartment or house. And so this will help in that area as well. And it'll also help us. We can bring staff on to help, you know, with some of this. And we have therapists on duty to help our families who are experiencing homelessness.
And this is, again, a $2.5 million grant from Jeff Bezos' foundation. I'm sure he's got a bunch of them. This is, I guess, the Day One Families Fund. And Major Reckline, why did they choose Salvation Army Austin specifically? Because I can only guess that a lot of people were applying for the grants. Why did they choose you to be a recipient?
Sometimes we ask ourselves that same question. But, this is the type of grant where they seek out organizations. You cannot seek them out. And so they saw the body of work that we do here in Austin, and they saw the successes that we achieve. You know, 75 to 80% of families and singles who come through our programs get into their own permanent supportive housing. And that's a pretty good success rate. And so they saw that, and they saw what we do, how we handle the families and how we handle the singles that are in our facilities, and what we do, because part of it is when you leave our shelter, it doesn't end there. We continue to stay with these families for upwards of 2 years after they leave our facilities to help them maintain where they are so that they hopefully they won't experience this kind of disaster in their life again. And so when they saw that body of work, he emailed me, and he said to me that he certainly appreciated what the Salvation Army in Austin does.
That's a real vote of confidence, and I would think a huge compliment. And I don't know if you or your staff has had the opportunity to kind of just maybe enjoy the compliment and the commentary on your success when Jeff Bezos and his foundation writes you a $2.5 million check. I know he's got a lot of money, but he probably doesn't do that for everybody.
Yeah, no, you know, they have this initiative, and so it's a targeted initiative. And so when they do see what you're doing, you're right. It's probably one of the greatest compliments you can get, because they're able to give their funds wherever they want, but yet they're only going to give their funds where they see it's going to work. And that does give us a little bit of a pat on the back, and our staff should be proud. They do a great job, and they work very hard. And, of course, we have free 24-hour facilities, so they're working around the clock, and this just says to them, you know, we're making a mark and we're making a difference.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Major Reckline, Salvation Army Austin, online at salvationarmyaustin.org. And Major Reckline, let's talk about some of the things that the Salvation Army does here in Austin to address that issue of homelessness. I know there's the Rathgeber Center, and there's the shelter downtown. Can you talk about those programs and any others you may want to mention?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, we have a 75 to 80% success rate. So what that means is when folks come into our facilities, they become a part of a program. And in that program, and I'll speak mainly of our Rathgeber Center and Austin Shelter for Women and Children, because that affects entire family units. And so what that does is we immediately have a conversation with the family. We assess where they are. We assess where they need to be. And then we set certain goals and targets in place so that they feel success, they see success, and that they work to achieve attainable goals, and the ultimate goal is to get them into permanent supportive housing. We have different phases. Our one phase is they're close. They're close to getting somewhere, and we just need to give them that little extra boost. And so that's our emergency assistance part of our program. Our phase two, which is more long-term, we encourage them to stay with us for at least 6 months. And then again, we carried it out 2 years out after they leave. But this allows mom, dad, or whomever to work on whether it's a job skill, whether it's education. We work with the children. We have counselors for the children. We have therapists for the children so that they keep their grades in school. If you can imagine a kid sleeping on a sofa tonight and maybe a neighbor's house because they don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow, you get them in our Rathgeber Center, which are private rooms. When a family shuts the door, it's just them. There's a big change in these young people and in mom and dad. And so we're able to take them to that next level, help them to feel the success, help them to achieve success, and then we ask them to go a little bit further. And so it's a really neat program to see. And as they leave, we help them there as well. And we have programs that help with security deposits for rent. We help with utilities, and we even actually go and look at the places where they're going to live to make sure it meets the standards that will keep the family safe and secure.
Is it safe to say that at the Rathgeber Center you offer the tools for some of these people, some of these families, to become self-sufficient once again?
Yeah, I think it's very fair to say that. You have folks who come in who may have limited skill set or may have not enough education or, just getting a GED or something like that. We can help them with that. And when they do that, it's an achievement, which instills confidence. And so, we can say we make those differences with these families. But it's watching them make the difference for themselves that really creates the environment they want to be in so that they can go back out into what we call the real world and be a success there too.
And Major Reckline, I know it was a $2.5 million grant that you got, but I'm guessing that even that large sum of money can get burned through pretty quickly. Is that the case?
Absolutely. You know, our three facilities that we run each hover close to $5 million each a year. And so this $2.5 million is a huge help. But we still have a lot of work to go to do to get where we need to be to make sure that we are able to meet all the needs of the folks that come through our doors.
And if somebody wanted to help out, help you meet those needs, can they do that online, or what's a good way to make some sort of a contribution?
Yeah, sure. You know, SalvationArmyAustin.org is a good way. You know, now, of course, is our fundraising season. So even as you go to do Christmas shopping at some of the stores and malls around town, you see our bell ringers. We with the current environment right now, we do have contactless giving. So there's a QR code and scan codes on our kettle signs where they can take a picture and just help support us that way. Or, you know, we still have a lot of folks dropping money into buckets. Every little bit counts and every little bit helps.
So it is red kettle season. The kettles are out. The bell ringers are out. How big has the impact been on coronavirus and government shutdowns and generally people staying indoors? How has that affected your fundraising? I can only guess it's been fairly negative.
Yeah, well, the issues we have is, you know, it's hard to go visit people right now. People who, you know, are uncomfortable, people who need to protect themselves. So that has created some issues with us where normally we would have face-to-face conversations with some of our donors and able to talk to organizations and groups who support us. So we have been affected that way. But we've also been very positively affected by people who understand what we do, and they've continued to support us through this as well.
Now, Major Reckline, remind me again, if I'm not going to the mall this year, but I still want to make a contribution to the Red Kettle program, you said there are ways to do that. Is there like an app or do that on the website, or what's a good way to make that happen?
Yeah, you can do it through the website, and the good thing about that is when folks give locally, it stays locally. And so when you get through the website or you get through the QR codes, the scan codes on the kettles, if you are out and about, it all does stay here in Austin.
And what about volunteerism? Are there opportunities these days, or have we backed off of that a little bit because of social distancing? Are there opportunities to volunteer with the Salvation Army Austin here in Austin in Central Texas, or has that been paused for a little while?
Some of it's been paused at our family units, simply to keep everyone safe. We do have, you know, folks are very aware of our Angel Tree program where we help families with Christmas. So we have our distribution next week, and we could use volunteers down at our warehouse where we do our distribution. Again, they can find that on our website as well and sign up. And or if they want to volunteer to ring bells, they can go to registertoring.com. And do it that way. And other than that, we are kind of limiting what we see in our residential facilities and able to do it just through the Angel Tree.
All right. And with the last, say, 30 seconds we've got left in the segment, what did we leave out? What would you like to add to the conversation today, Major Reckline?
No, I don't think you left anything out. Thank you very much. I think what I'd like to say is I've been here in Austin now for about a year and a half, and this is an absolutely fantastic community to be a part of. The way they support us, the way that they support people they will never meet is amazing to me, that they're willing to give to those in need, who people in need face a crisis every day, and our community steps up in a big way. That is so amazing.
All right, that's Major Reckline, Salvation Army Austin, online, salvationarmyaustin.org. Major, I appreciate your time today.
And we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.